WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Lieutenant Colonel Martha McSally is suing the Defense Department over regulations that require American military women in Saudi Arabia when they leave the base to conform to several Saudi restrictions on women's dress and behavior. One of those restrictions was eased this month. Military women are no longer required to wear the full body veil, the abaya, when they leave the base. But according to General Tommy Frank's new order, women are, quote, strongly encouraged to wear it. We called the Defense Department for a response, and they referred us to U.S. Central Command, which referred us to Commander Ernest Duplessis. He declined to comment on the lawsuit and kept his remarks to this month's policy change on the abaya. I asked him about the wording, which says women are strongly encouraged to wear the abaya. What does strongly encouraged mean?
It means just that. It means that one of the reasons why the abaya is strongly encouraged is for force protection concerns. When we can help our military personnel to have a lower profile and blend in with the local community, that lessens their profile and hence we believe does not make them as big a target. And so for force protection concerns primarily, that's one of the reasons why the abaya is strongly encouraged to be worn.
But a woman off base has to be escorted by a male. Now, the military male is allowed to wear jeans as long as they're, you know, in good shape and there aren't holes in them. So if you have an American military man wearing jeans and a shirt escorting a woman in a full body veil, is that helping her fit in at all? She's clearly with an American military man.
The other side of the concerns with the abaya wear go to the local customs as well as the host nation sensitivities. And so that is something that plays into the equation as well. And that is the standard wear for women in that area of the world.
Now, why was the original directive saying that military women had to wear the abaya off base? Why was that scaled down to that it was strongly encouraged that they wear it?
Well, General Tommy Franks, who's the Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Central Command, recently directed that the local commanders revise this existing policy, as you know, to reflect the wear of the abaya as not being mandatory but strongly encouraged. And that would remove any requirements to wear that particular garment there, but we still have our force protection concerns. And so we want to make those known to our service members and then provide them with that ability to balance those and make those decisions that they have to make.
How does the military respond to Colonel McSally's concern that if she or any other female member of the American military has to wear the body veil and practice other Islamic customs, that they are functionally being subservient to people who they are actually superior to in the line of command?
Well, as you
know, it undermines their authority.
Lieutenant Colonel McSally presently has litigation pending with the Department of Defense, and so it is our policy that while there is pending litigation, really not to comment on any of the issues involved in that litigation.
Is there anything else that you feel you can say about the issue or about the lawsuit?
No. Well, the lawsuit is with the Department of Defense. That's certainly out of our purview, and I think that we've clearly stated what the revision to the policy is and what that means, and we believe that it's in all the best interest that the policy is suitable for the host nation as well as for our service members.
How do you deal with the paradox that faced Colonel McSally when she was in Saudi Arabia? On the one hand, she was a fighter pilot; she could fly missions, and on the other hand, she couldn't drive a car and had to wear a full body veil when leaving the base.
Once again, this is all part of the pending litigation that is going on at the Department of Defense level, and so I'm really not at liberty to discuss any of those issues.
Was the toning down of the regulation about the full body veil, the abaya, a direct result of Colonel McSally's suit?
No.
It was independent of that? What inspired it then?
Once again, our regulations are periodically reviewed. This is one of those regulations that was under review. It's strongly encouraged due to force protection concerns, and the commanders there will implement the measures to mitigate those concerns.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us, Commander.
You're more than welcome.
Commander Ernest Duplessis of the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida. This is Fresh Air.